Can you imagine how terrible Paul felt in this passage? Let me explain. Paul thought that he could go west to Asia. The thought behind that was that there was friendly territory. Cities like Ephesus and Laodicea were in the west, in this Asian part. The thinking that he had, I believe, was that there were synagogues full of people just waiting to hear the message of Jesus and his death and resurrection. Blocked door. The Spirit does not allow him to go there. So guess what? He travels 200 miles north. That's the distance from southern Turkey up to the top. 200 miles. That would have taken 3 weeks. He comes to the conclusion, boy, there's going to be synagogues full of people that I can preach Jesus to, and it's going to be fantastic. They'll turn and we'll have lots of followers. Christianity is powerful, is the thought. Blocked door. The Spirit does not allow him to go to northern Turkey. Paul then goes 100 miles west to a place called Troas. Then he crosses the Aegean Sea, which would have been very treacherous. And then he finds a place that was described here as Philippi, which was a Roman colony on the other side in Macedonia. He's led there to this little place. Finally, I can see Paul saying, finally, there's going to be a congregation full of people, a synagogue full of people that will come to Jesus and the Lord. And guess what? He gets to Philippi after a month, and there's no synagogue in Philippi. He travels out about a mile from town, we believe out to a riverbed, and he has a conversation with a group of ladies. One of them, is their name, did you catch it? Lydia. Put all that in perspective. He traveled 5 weeks. He endured hardship and difficulty. He experienced all sorts of blocked doors, synagogues that weren't open, people not around, all so that he could have one little open door opportunity with a woman named Lydia, the first convert of Christianity in Europe. Wow, that's incredible. Christianity is not a story of wildfire spread in which there weren't any blocked doors and difficulties. No, Christianity, the truth of Christianity was this. There were blocked doors everywhere. There was fierce opposition, insurmountable odds. But what Christianity had was this. It had people like the Apostle Paul, who was willing to travel 400 miles, wait 4 weeks for one little door to open. One little conversation with a woman named Lydia. How do we apply that? Students that are in school, here's the truth. You're going to have blocked doors. Maybe the last couple years, blocked doors. School wasn't like what you had planned or how you had expected it would go. Maybe there are blocked doors in relationships. Blocked doors are real. Sometimes the Holy Spirit does block doors. That does happen. For other people in our congregation, sometimes health concerns can be a blocked, a closed door, let's say, or a door that, or a decision that has to be made about a transition in life. We all have these blocked doors. Even as a church, as an organization, there are things that we did 2 years ago that are really hard to do right now. Last couple of years have been very challenging. But here's the truth. There's a community around us full of Lydias. I'm having those conversations. Lots of people that are open to the gospel, that are open to hearing the good news of Jesus. What can we do? The Holy Spirit's going to do its job. It's going to persuade, bring people to the faith. But can we walk, and there's a metaphor, can we walk 300 miles with a bunch of blocked closed doors? Can we be patient to have a conversation for 5 weeks with someone? That's what Paul did. That's how Christianity actually grew. Dear friends, rely on the Holy Spirit. He's your guide. He will take you and help you in your moment in which a difficult decision has to be made. Difficult decisions are right before us. which path we should go, one way or the other. Now again, the Bible has many passages that are very clear on what we should do. On those passages, we should follow what it says. But there are a lot of decisions in which there's a lot of gray area. What can we do? Follow what Paul did in Acts 16. Look for those Christian friends around us that we can share our decisions, our dilemmas. Our confidence is not in making the right decision. Our confidence is actually that the Holy Spirit is with us. The comforter, the counselor, the one right next to us. Yes, closed doors happen all the time. They'll continue to happen. But I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit will open another. Put your hands in the Holy Spirit. Rest in His care. Look for those open doors in your life today. Amen. Let's pray about that, and we'll move into a time where we profess our faith as well as Christians. Let's pray, though, about this truth here that's been spoken here today. We pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for the quiet member of the Trinity. Lord, may that quiet member not... May we recognize that it's not just quiet and not speaking. It's boldly there right beside us. Lord, open our eyes in these transition points in life, in the decisions that we have to make, to seek Your Holy Spirit, to seek fellow Christians to share decisions with, to look for those open doors. And Lord, may we be a channel of Your grace and mercy with the Lydias in our community. Open our eyes and hearts to engage in conversation, even if it takes 5 weeks and a traveling of over 300 miles. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.